Hello.
Hello, I'm Chris from Opinion Research. We're not selling anything. We're interviewing voters in Ohio about important issues. Your responses will remain strictly confidential. To begin and to make sure that we have a representative sample, can you please tell me your age? Are you between 18 and 29, between 30 and 49, between 50 and 64, or are you 65 and older?
I might go through with this depending on how long it takes. How long does it take?
Just a few minutes, about 10, depending on your answers.
Oh, man, if you be quick about it, I'll do it. I'll give you quick answers.
Okay, thank you.
You want to run through it real quick? I am 47.
Thank you very much. And the media in the United States generally classifies people as white Anglo, Hispanic or Latino, black, Asian, or other. Thank you. Are you currently registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. There was an election in Ohio on November 7th, 2023. Did you vote in that election?
I voted yes on one and two, proudly.
Okay, thank you. We know it's a long way off, but the next major election in the country will be the presidential election taking place in November 2024. How likely are you to vote in that general election? Is it very likely, somewhat likely, maybe somewhat unlikely, or not likely at all?
100%.
Is that very likely or somewhat likely?
The most likely option you have.
Thank you. Now, in your opinion, what is the most important problem or issue facing the United States?
Getting rid of Trump.
Thank you. Now, when did you decide that you were definitely going to vote in this year's election? On election day, a few days before the election, a few weeks before the election, or months before the election?
Are you asking me when I'm going to vote? If that's when I'm going to vote, the day of election.
We just want to know, when did you decide that you were going to vote in this year's election, on November 7th, 2022?
When I was 18 years old.
Okay. So how should I record that? A few months before the election, a few weeks before the election?
The most time before the election that you had, whatever that is.
Thank you. Now, in just a few words, if you had to narrow it down to just one thing, what was the most important reason that you decided to vote in this election in Ohio?
Marijuana. Issue two.
Thank you. Thank you. Now, here's a summary of one of the issues on this year's ballot in Ohio. Please indicate how you voted on this issue. Issue one, summary. Provide a state constitutional right to make and carry out one's own
representation. I voted yes on one and two.
Okay, thank you. Because that was the next question. How did you vote on issue one? Now, did you vote yes on issue one?
I stand up for women's rights.
Thank you very much. And you said you voted yes on issue one in the November 7th election in Ohio. When did you decide how you were going to vote, or how you were going to be voting on issue one on election day, a few days before the election, a few weeks before the election, or months before
months.
The election?
A few months, the longest option you had.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you some different ways that people might have heard about the election this year. Please tell me whether you experienced these things in this election cycle. Did you hear about the election this year through English language TVS, yes or no?
You said PBS?
English language TV ads.
I mean, I did hear that about it. Yes, I saw that.
What about Spanish language TV ads?
Nope.
English language radio ads?
I don't listen to radio, so no.
Spanish language radio ads?
Nope.
English language online digital ads and videos, example YouTube?
I saw that, yep.
Oh, was that a yes?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Spanish language online digital
nope.
ads and videos? YouTube?
Nope, not famous.
Social media like TikTok, Instagram, Facebook?
Yes, I saw that.
Phone calls or texts from volunteers?
I did get those as well.
Someone coming to my door?
No, I don't answer the door.
Billboards and yard signs?
Yes.
Direct mail?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
A family members or friends talking about the election?
Yep.
Church, social clubs, or community groups?
Nope.
Thank you very much. Now, when considering an issue that specifically focuses on reproductive health or abortion access, whose opinions and perspective do you trust and respect the most, as well as believe to be the most credible? Is it friends or family, healthcare or medical professionals, faith, religious leaders or clergy, women in general, women who have experienced an abortion, men in general, men who have experienced an abortion with their wife, partner, or girlfriend, elected officials, Planned Parenthood, pro-life organizations, celebrities or social media influencers, or other?
Healthcare professionals.
Thank you very much. Just a moment, please.
Okay.
And did you remember any specific thing that you experienced, saw, or heard prior to the November 7th election in Ohio that specifically impacted how or if you voted in this election?
The lies by the Ohio State government, really, I mean, that has something to do with it.
Okay, so that was the lies about...
Lies about the reasons to vote no on issue one.
Reasons to vote on issue one. The reason to vote no on issue one, right?
I already had my decision made, but I just saw the lies being perpetrated on the TV about to get you to vote for no on issue one, however you want to type that out. But you get where I'm coming from, right?
Thank you. Yes. Now, did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on how you would vote on issue one?
No.
Why?
I believe what I believe.
Thank you very much. Now, did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on whether or not you would actually vote?
No.
And may I ask why?
I always vote.
What was that? I'm sorry. You cut off.
I always vote. I'm sorry.
I always vote. Don't worry. Thank you. Now, before we continue with this, we are nearing the end of the survey. I'm going to read you a series of messages that were used by both sides on issue one debate in Ohio. After I read each message, please tell me if you found that particular message to be convincing or unconvincing. The first one is, your daughter is young, vulnerable, online. You fear the worst. Pushed to change her sex or get an abortion. You have some right to help her get through this. But activists want to take all that away. Under their proposed amendment to the Ohio Constitution, that the state shall not interfere with individuals getting abortions or sex changes, meaning you could be cut off, you could be cut off this biggest decision of your daughter's life. Now, do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
No.
And is it not very convincing or not convincing at all?
At all.
I don't think you. The next one is, legal experts say issue one allows for abortion even after viability for mental, emotional, and even financial reasons. Not to just protect the life of the mother, but many women have been so overwhelmed that they consider having an abortion, but we're glad they ultimately chose not to have an abortion. This is why many pro-choice women are voting no on issue one, because it goes too far. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
I mean, that's the lies I was talking about, correct? Yeah, no.
Mm-hmm. And is that not at all or not very convincing?
Not at all. Not whatever the worst is, not at all.
Thank you. Now, both Joe Biden and Donald Trump oppose partial birth abortions and late-term abortions. But if issue one passes in the ninth month, you can take the baby and rip the baby out of the womb of the mother. Republicans and Democrats oppose the late-term abortions allowed under issue one. Join them voting no on issue one. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
If the mother's going to die?
I don't really understand the question. No, then I guess, because that sounds like a lot of life.
Okay, that's fine. So not at all or not very convincing?
Not very convincing.
Okay, thank you. Now, government should never force a rape victim to have their attacker's child. Never. Especially when the victim of the rape is a child. But that's the law in Ohio. And that's why voting yes on issue one is so important. Voting yes stops the ban and gets the government out of the way. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Convincing.
Is that very convincing or just somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. And the last statement is, when we face personal medical decisions, we depend on our doctors, our faith, and our family. And the last thing we want is the government making those decisions for us. That's why voting yes on issue one is so important. It ends Ohio extreme abortion ban, a ban with no exemptions for rape or incest. Issue 1 even protects birth control and emergency care for miscarriages, so Ohio families will always have the freedom to make the most personal of decisions. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Convincing.
Is that very convincing or just somewhat?
Very.
Thank you very much. Now, which party mostly shares your personal views on the topic of abortion and reproductive rights? Is it Democrats or Republicans?
It's Democrats, obviously.
Thank you. Now, what is the most important problem or issue currently facing the United States that will likely determine how you vote in the 2024 elections?
If Donald Trump is a Republican candidate.
Thank you. Now, if you had to choose which of the following three issues would you say will have the single greatest impact on your vote for candidates in the November 2024 election, would you say is economic issues and inflation, abortion and reproductive freedoms, or protecting democracy in the United States?
Ooh, man. Give me number three.
Protecting democracy in the United States?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Will the issue of abortion and reproductive rights play an important role for you personally in determining how you will vote in the November 2024 election?
Yeah.
Thank you. And we know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were being held today and the candidates were Joe Biden as the Democratic Party nominee, Donald Trump as the Republican Party nominee, a third-party candidate, or are you currently undecided?
I go Biden.
Thank you. And may I ask why?
My beliefs. My core beliefs.
My core beliefs. Can I ask something more specific? I'm not here to judge. I'm just here to record your answers.
No, I mean, more specific. What was the question again? I apologize.
Yes. Why would you vote for Joe Biden if the November 2024 elections were being held today?
I'm aligned more with the Democratic policies.
Okay. Thank you. Just a moment, please.
There you go. Yeah, I'm 10 minutes. That's how that one guy said to do that. Like, go to the limit.
Just a couple more questions, and we're finished with the interview. In what country were you born?
USA.
Thank you. And in what country were your parents or grandparents born?
USA.
Thank you very much. Which political party do you primarily identify and agree the most with? The Democratic Party, the Republican Party, or some other party?
Democrat, sorry.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself very liberal, moderate, conservative, or very conservative?
Give me moderate.
Thank you. And what is your annual household income before taxes? Is it less than $25,000, between $25,000 and $50,000, $50,000 and $75,000, $75,000 and $100,000, or more than $100,000?
More than $100,000.
Thank you. What is your gender?
I'm male.
Thank you very much. And with this, we conclude the survey. So I thank you very much for your patience and your participation. You've been very nice. Have a wonderful night.
Thank you. You're nice as well. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.